went to my head. Shut up and kiss me, all the pretty girls said. See the questions in your eyes. I know what's weighing on your mind. But you can be sure I know my part. 'Cause I stand beside you through the years. You'll only cry those hands. And though I'll make mistakes, I'll never break your heart. I swear by the moon and the stars in the sky, I'll be there. I swear like the shadow that's by your side, I'll be there. There's silver in your hair. You won't have to ask if I still care. 'Cause as time turns the page, my love won't age at all. I swear by the moon and the stars in the sky, I'll be there. Like a shadow that's by your side, I'll be there. For better or worse, till death do us part, I'll love you with every beat of my heart, I swear.
Entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elkmount. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
This is a special report from ABC News. Hunter Biden guilty. I'm Michelle Franzen. A jury in Delaware has convicted Hunter Biden of three felony counts in his federal gun trial. ABC's Terry Moran is in Wilmington.
The judge, as is customary, as is part of the process, reads the jurors the law that they will apply to the facts that they heard in this case. And part of that law was that drug use for the purpose of this law did not have to occur on the day that Hunter Biden bought the weapon and checked that federal form, that it could be evidence of a pattern of drug abuse or drug addiction around that. And that certainly was clear in this case.
The judge did not set a sentencing date yet. Hunter Biden's attorneys say they will appeal. The president, who told ABC's David Muir he would accept the verdict and ruled out a pardon for his son, in a statement today says he and the First Lady love their son and are proud that he has come out stronger battling his addiction. This is ABC News. In Texas, federal law enforcers are cracking down on the manufacture and sale of a specific firearm conversion device.
It takes about 8 cents worth of plastic and a 3D printer to create one.
It looks innocuous enough, like a Lego.
Leah Simonton is the U.S. attorney in Dallas.
But this one-inch piece of plastic is killing people.
By turning semi-automatic weapons into machine guns. The feds have partnered with Crime Stoppers to offer a $5,000 reward for information about people making or selling kill switches in Texas. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
A new Alzheimer's drug has cleared a major hurdle. A panel of FDA advisors is now supporting the approval of donanemab. Scientists say that drug slows the disease in its early stages by attacking plaques in the brain. The FDA is expected to act on the panel's recommendation within a few months. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
What seems to be the problem?
Doctor, thank goodness. My husband found out Cricket Wireless has 5G plans starting at $15 a month, and his jaw just dropped.
Oh. Did he hear about Cricket's blazing fast 5G?
Yep.
Uh-huh. What about their reliable nationwide coverage?
Yes, that too.
Uh-huh. I see. Unfortunately, there's no cure.
Oh.
But you will have really fast 5G.
Get jaw-droppingly fast 5G for $15 a month. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Video may be limited to SD. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. Subject to change. See store for details.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Damp and dreary, cloudy skies and light rain this afternoon. Highs will hit the mid-70s. Chances of scattered showers and some strong to severe thunderstorms could fire up this evening, posing the threat for isolated large hail and damaging winds. Stay weather savvy. Are you behind on tax payments? Call Tax Solutions now for help. 800-281-8193. It's 56 degrees at our studios.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. A trial is underway in a Fox Valley boat crash from nearly 2 years ago. Ted Allen has an update.
53-year-old Jason Lindemann is accused of crashing a powerboat into a paddleboat cruiser on the Fox River in Oshkosh in July of 2022. That crash injured several people. Prosecutors say Lindemann left the scene of the crash and failed to render aid. Lindemann has pleaded not guilty to charges including second-degree recklessly endangering safety. His trial is expected to last 2 weeks.
A pair of teachers in Janesville have resigned over inappropriate conduct with students. Police say Jennifer Larson was allegedly flirting with students over Snapchat, while Alexia Salderis allegedly sent a photo of herself in lingerie to another student. That photo got shared around the school, which led to the investigation. There's no word about possible criminal charges in either case. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance is a proud sponsor of the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Chippewa Falls. As a thank you for your support, they're giving away fair tickets. Visit ruralmutual.com/win and enter to win tickets to the Northern Wisconsin State Fair.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. Prime Realty of Durant, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. And Abyss Silo, your Coyote Tractor and Toro dealer, Durant. And Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durant. The Mondovi City Council is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include discussion of a new policy regarding the license plate reader cameras, an update on the fence on North Eau Claire Street, and reports from the mayor and department heads. Tonight's meeting begins at 5:30 at the Martin Center in Mondovi. The sheriff in Barron County is reminding people about life jackets after a water rescue over the weekend. Deputies had to rescue two kayakers who went into the water on the Red Cedar River below the Makana Dam. The sheriff said the two kayakers were wearing life jackets, which kept them floating while they were hanging onto a tree in the heavy current. The sheriff's department says the case is an example of just how important and life-saving life jackets can be. One person is dead and one is in custody after a homicide in La Crosse County. The sheriff's department there said yesterday it received a 911 call from the town of Shelby. When deputies arrived, they found a woman who was dead. The sheriff's office says deputies then arrested a person in connection with her death. There's no word yet on how the woman died or what led up to her killing. Investigators in La Crosse say they're treating the case as a homicide. A Democrat will keep the chair at the Wisconsin Elections Commission, Ann Jacobs, who was voted in unanimously on Monday. She previously served as the chair during the 2020 presidential election. The six-member panel is made up of three Republicans and three Democrats and handles oversight of the election process in Wisconsin. They do not run the election, however. That task is left up to local clerks in towns, cities, and counties. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says the effort to recall him has, again, fallen short. The speaker is up for re-election in November, but that hasn't dissuaded recall organizers. The Wisconsin Elections Commission has until June 28th to determine whether there are enough valid signatures on a second set of recall petitions. The commission previously rejected the first attempt to recall Voss for lacking enough valid signatures. Voss last week said he found thousands of invalid signatures, including many collected from outside of his current district, others that signed more than once, and still others collected beyond the allowable time. Voss says recall organizers, who include former state Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman, as well as supporters of former President Donald Trump, have misrepresented his record as a conservative and even have accused him of being a communist. You're listening to WRDN News.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. but there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
The Pepin County Health Department will be distributing Narcan to area businesses and residents. Pepin County Health Officer Heidi Stewart says the health department has a supply of Narcan that is now available.
At the health department, we have a supply of Narcan that's available to the community. We also provide it to our first responders, so ambulances, law enforcement, fire. And the community piece of it, if somebody has a reason that they believe that they should have Narcan and should carry it, we can provide that training, we can provide that education, how to recognize an overdose, how to use the Narcan, what to do after you use the Narcan, and then we can provide them with that supply.
Recently, the health department did training with Pepin County Tavern League members to allow members to have Narcan available at their establishments. Lawyers for the now teenager who's accused of killing Lily Peters continues to fight to keep his case out of adult court. Both the defense and prosecution have filed their briefs with the appellate court. The suspect in the case was 14 years old when Chippewa Falls police said he beat, raped, and strangled Peters as she was walking home back in 2022. The case has lingered for over 2 years because of a judicial backlog and because of the back and forth over whether the case should be tried in adult court. A judge back in January ordered the case moved to adult court and ordered that that trial begin soon. A new urgent care center is now open in Chippewa Falls. Oakleaf Clinics said it opened the doors for the clinics on Lakeland Drive. That clinic would be open Monday through Friday, 8 until 5 through the end of June, and open 8 a.m. through 8 p.m. Monday through Friday starting on July 1st. Another Oakleaf Clinic is set to open in Menominee next week. Oakleaf Clinic is opening up clinics in the former Prevea Health Clinics that recently closed in western Wisconsin. Madison police say more people were hurt than first thought in Sunday's shooting at the Lux. That city's police department said 12 people were hurt in the shooting. Officers say 10 people were grazed by bullets, one person was injured by broken glass, and another hurt their shoulder while trying to get away from the gunfire. Madison police continue to say they don't have any suspects or a motive in the shooting, though investigators did say the party where the shooting happened was not authorized. You're listening to WRDN News.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
A now viral TikTok video is showing the reaction of TSA agents at a Minnesota airport when a man tried to carry 10 cans of Spam onto the plane. The video posted late last month showed the Massachusetts man trying to board a flight at Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport when a TSA agent started pulling the Spam cans from his carry-on. He told the agency the cans came straight from the factory and included special flavors like teriyaki. The agent performed a test on the cans, but let him through with his prize. The video so far has been viewed nearly 500,000 times and generated more than 3,000 comments. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Wenikins.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-2706. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-2706. That's 800-575-2706. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Damp and dreary, cloudy skies and light rain this afternoon. Highs will hit the mid-70s. Chances of scattered showers and some strong to severe thunderstorms could fire up this evening, posing the threat for isolated large hail and damaging winds. Stay weather savvy. Are you behind on tax payments? Call Tax Solutions now for help. 800-281-8193. It's 56 degrees at our studios.
The Brewers get what they need against the Jays. Good morning. I'm Doug Russell with Sports. The Brewers got a stellar pitching performance from Colin Ray and just enough offense in their series opener against the Blue Jays Monday night.
Adames, deep left center. And the Brewers are going to have the lead. Number 10 for Willie.
Another slurve. Nitterio's home run came on a slurve, or sweeper, if you will.
Jeff Levering and The Rock, Bill Schroeder on Bally Sports Wisconsin with a call. The final score 3-1. The Brewers with the win over the Blue Jays. Colin Ray, 7 strong innings, scattering just 3 hits, giving up 1 earned run, striking out 4.
Yeah, 21 out of 20, whatever he faced. Faced 23. Wow. And a double play and... Yeah, Colin was great.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy, same two teams again tonight. Carlos Rodriguez makes his major league debut for Milwaukee. Toronto will send veteran lefty Yusei Kikuchi. Game time is set for 7:10. The Packers open up minicamp today in Green Bay. Certainly there are some battles for spots, including in the trenches. General manager Brian Gutekunst invested heavily in the offensive line in April's draft, committing 3 picks to it, including first-rounder Jordan Morgan. The incumbent at left tackle, Morgan's position at Arizona, is Rashid Walker, which creates competition. So I asked Morgan.
On the field, have they determined where they see you yet on the offensive line?
Yeah, I mean, I played left tackle and right tackle previous practices, so I have no idea where I'm going to start at, but I mean, we'll see.
We will indeed. The Packers will practice today and tomorrow. They'll have a team bonding event on Thursday, then summer vacation starts until training camp. The Bucks have rehired Darvin Ham as their lead assistant coach after 2 seasons as the head coach of the L.A. Lakers. The Lakers, meanwhile, are still searching for Ham's replacement. Yesterday, they were turned down by UConn coach Dan Hurley, who was offered a reported $70 million over 6 years to leave Storrs. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Larson keeps focus in his hopes for another cup championship. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Bike Riders is the motion picture event roaring into theaters June 21st.
I built this club out of nothing.
Inspired by true events, USA Today hails The Bike Riders as a must-see summer movie. Starring Jodie Comer.
The club is changing.
Austin Butler.
Is that who we are now?
And Tom Hardy.
This is our family.
Outsiders become legends. The Bike Riders, rated R, under 17 animated without parent. Written and directed by Jeff Nichols. Only in theaters June 21st.
Kyle Larson left Sonoma Raceway in California with his third Cup Series win of the season, along with the championship point lead. The win came just days after learning that he would receive a waiver by NASCAR to continue his championship run, even though he missed the Coca-Cola 600 in Charlotte due to his commitments at the rain-delayed Indianapolis 500. Larson said that period of time of not knowing if he was championship eligible never took away from his focus.
Literally, my mind never wavered. It was always kind of focused on executing and winning the regular season points, you know, whether that be on the owner's side or whatever.
Larson has a 14-point lead over Chase Elliott heading to the Iowa Speedway this Sunday. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Crop circles appearing in a field are probably not the work of aliens. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. It's more like a hungry bear sat down and helped himself to dinner as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with a 1-series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get-in-the-seat or visit a dealer near you.
Bears are smart animals, very opportunistic, and will chow down on just about any crop they can get their big paws on. This includes field corn, sweet corn, sorghum, sunflowers, orchard crops, and peanuts. You don't have to be right next to the woods. They have a keen sense of smell and will travel miles to inspect a potential meal. Katie Martin is a wildlife biologist with the Virginia Department of Game and Inland Fisheries. She says because they're large animals, it's easy to spot where they've been dining.
Usually the first sign is you'll see trampling of the crop. A lot of the stalks will be laid over. Bears are pretty lazy animals once they get out into a crop field and will basically just sit down and reach around as far as they can to devour any of the crop that's right near them. And so a lot of times you'll actually see these big circles of area that are smashed down.
You might also see trails going in and out of the area. Martin says it's easier to prevent them from getting to the crop than chasing them out. The best bear deterrent is an electric fence. They do not like them.
You can do a 2 or 3-string high tensile wire fence around your crop fields or around nursery producing trees or orchard trees to keep the bears out of it. And while that can be an expense up front on the producer, if you're going to be using those same fields year after year, it actually will end up paying in the long run huge dividends since you're keeping those bears out and not losing crop to them.
Unfortunately, there isn't a one-size-fits-all solution. Talk to your local wildlife biologist through Extension or Fish and Game Services for more ideas. Learn more about keeping bears out of your crops at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
If spring allergies keep you trapped inside, then you need Navage Nasal Care to keep you breathing clearly and enjoying all the beauties of spring. Navage helps clear nasal passages that are often clogged because of seasonal allergies. Navage gently flushes a pure, refreshing saline solution through your nasal passages to clear out congestion, sucking out that springtime pollen and other irritants trapped in your nose. Navage is available online at Navage.com or in stores at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Target. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes choice of JBC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
62 in downtown Durand. Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, July milk down 6 to 20.55, August up 6 to 21.01, September down 11 to 20.69, October milk down 8 to 20.26. Meanwhile, in the cheese markets, they were steady heading into the midday. Barrels at 196 and three quarters, 40-pound blocks at 189 and three quarters. Cash butter steady at 308, grade A non-fat dry milk at 119 and a half dry whey, also steady at 47 even. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets, they are moving mostly lower now. While there was some strength yesterday, the market is reassessing Monday's aggressive push. Box beef demand is still strong with midday box beef prices higher, but traders only mildly walking contracts back as opposed to hastily doing so. Feeder cattle complex also trading lower as well, as traders want to ensure the market's well supported by fundamentals before they advance contracts any further. The lean hog index is, or the complex rather, is continuing its sideways chop as the market's desperately looking for demand but continues to come up empty-handed. The midday pork cutout values are higher, but the carcass price is being widely skewed due to a big jump in belly prices. June live cattle up 2 cents to 183.95. August down 52 cents to 179.45. October down 17 cents to 182. August feeder cattle down $1.02 to 257.62. September down 95 cents to 258.77. October down 95 cents to 259.25. June hogs down 30 cents to 91.95. July, though, up 7 cents to 92.97. August down 87 cents to 89.35. Chicago Board of Trade corn slightly higher, wheat sharply higher. Soybeans are relatively flat. Now, there's a lot of pre-report positioning in the grain markets as the WASDE report is ending up coming out later on Wednesday. Warmer weather should move in this week for most of the moisture lingering to the north and west of the Corn Belt, and that is helping also to provide a little bit of support. Soybean futures, again, are a flat positioning ahead of that WASDE report as well. South America should continue to lead the export market, but there was a sale of old crop beans to China at 104,000 metric tons. Wheat futures, meanwhile, they are moving mostly higher. They're really leading all of the grain complex higher on spillover support from the euro values. Also, MATIF wheat futures have rebounded sharply on Tuesday, and that's helping with the short covering. July corn up 3.25 to 455. September up 1.25 to 457.5. New crop up 1.5 to 469.75. July beans down 0.25 to 1188. August down 3.25 to 1179.5. New crop down 1.75 to 1157. July meal down 360 to 364.40. July soybean oil up 11 cents to 43.77. Chicago wheat, July up 23.75 to 631.25. September up 20.5 to 651.25. Minneapolis wheat, July up 9 to 684.25. September up 9.5 to 694. Energy markets are higher today. July crude oil up 47 cents to 78.21. August up 50 cents to 77.83. And July and August gas up a cent. July at 241, August at 240. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with our number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at RealCountry1430.com.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with the full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Resource abandonment, what is it? And how is it hurting agriculture and the overall economy? We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Resource abandonment is becoming a problem in the United States. That, according to Congressman John Duderay of California, who's also a farmer, he talks about examples of resource abandonment.
If you look at what we're doing with our farm water in California, what we're doing with American energy policy, what we're doing with minerals, what we're doing with Endangered Species Act enforcement, wolves and bears and Delta smelt and salmon, it's all causing a resource abandonment that's coming back down very, very hard on the back of the American consumer. The American working family is just not making it. And as we see today with the economic news, for a lot of families, they're doing quite well. If you're on the Al camera and you're sitting in your home, working from home, doing a high-tech job or communications or service job, you're doing great. Wages are going up. Now the government's talking about raising interest rates some more. That destroys resource industries, destroys capital investment.
Resource abandonment does include agriculture.
When we're not abandoning our resources in agriculture, we tend to want to misdirect them towards uses that aren't feeding humans or feeding things that feed humans. And I think that's a crisis, and I think that's coming down on the back of American working families.
He says Proposition 12 is a good example of a bad policy leading to negative effects.
California passed Prop 12. This is disgusting, and I've got a few ways I'm responding to this. We care about how many piggies there are in a pig pen. We care about how a chicken lays an egg, although I don't think most of the people supporting these policies really know of either. But then, on moral grounds, there's no documented animal welfare issue or anything else. This is just somebody's morality exercised in policy in California affecting the affordability of animal protein.
That's California Congressman John Duarte talking about resource abandonments hurting agriculture and the overall economy in the United States. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Wisconsin had 2.9 days suitable for field work for the week ending June 9th, according to USDA. Wet conditions continued throughout the week, slowing progress on planting corn and soybeans. Corn planting was at 87% complete, 13 days behind last year. Now corn emergence was at 78% complete, corn condition 69% good to excellent. Soybean planting 87% complete, 9 days behind last year. Soybean emergence was 75% complete and condition 73% good to excellent. Oat planting progress was at 95% complete, emergence 87% complete. Oat condition declined to 79% good to excellent. Winter wheat was 81% headed. Winter wheat condition improved to 86% good to excellent, and potato condition stayed constant at 85% good to excellent. June is June Dairy Month, and it's hard to have a National Dairy Month without dairy, and it's hard to have dairy without dairy farmers. What hasn't worked out well for milk producers since 2019 is the current Class 1 mover, the formula that helps set the price of fluid milk under the federal milk market order. That formula was changed in the 2018 Farm Bill under current rules, which were adjusted so that milk processors could better manage pricing risk. Dairy producers have now lost an estimated $1.2 billion compared to the previous formula. The losses are occurring because farmers now bear a disproportionate part of the burden when prices turn volatile. That wasn't foreseen when the change to the formula first went into effect. The National Milk Producers Federation proposal during the Federal Milk Market Order hearings would restore the old formula, as does the Farm Bill recently passed by the House Agriculture Committee. The Wyoming Livestock Board and Wyoming Department of Agriculture received confirmation last week that HPAI has been found in a dairy cattle herd. The National Veterinary Service Laboratory confirmed the infection. That's the first case in a Wyoming dairy farm. The Livestock Board encourages all dairy producers to closely monitor their herd and contact their veterinarians immediately if their cattle are symptomatic, said Hallie Hazel, Wyoming State Veterinarian. The primary concern with the diagnosis is on-dairy production losses, as the disease has been associated with a decreased milk production. Hazel also reiterated the risk to cattle is minimal and the human health risk remains very low. Now, symptoms of cattle infection include a drop in milk production, loss of appetite, changes in manure consistency, thickened or colostrum-like milk, and a low-grade fever. Dairies are then required to ensure that only milk from healthy animals enters the food chain, and a reminder that milk that is pasteurized will prevent the HPAI virus from surviving. Reports are showing that a surprising tax change in Brazil has the potential to make soy grown in the world's largest soybean exporter less competitive with supplies from the U.S. A provisional measure signed by Brazil's president limits the ability of Brazil's commodity exporters and processors to monetize tax credits. To compensate, merchants will likely have to raise soy prices, making beans grown in Brazil less competitive with American soybeans, at least in the short term. MS Limited, a risk management firm, says in this scenario, there would be a shift in soybean demand to the U.S., removing Brazil as a competitive source between August and September, accelerating the U.S. export program. Arlen Suderman, chief economist with StoneX, says the Brazilian soybean processors and biofuel producers will essentially have higher tax costs and lower margins. The revenue drop will shift some crush and biofuel activity to Argentina and the United States, Suderman told Reuters. Despite falling net farm income, rising interest expenses, and generally low producer sentiment, Agriculture Economic Insight says farm loan delinquencies improved in 2023. Across all commercial banks, the share of farm loans classified as delinquent fell to only 0.91% in the fourth quarter of last year. The previous points in the farm real estate delinquency rates were from 2005 to 2007 and from 2014 to 2015. It's worth noting that loan delinquencies at those times dipped to 1.5%. The current dip featuring delinquency rates below 1% is uncommon. The average fourth quarter delinquency rate has been 2.2% since 1991. However, farm real estate deficiencies haven't been meaningfully above the long-running average since 2012. Delinquency rates for farm non-real estate loans also fell in 2023, reaching 0.71%. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
There'll be multiple chances for rain over the next few days and into next week in our ag weather forecast. For today, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of a shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. High 72 to 77, relative humidities at 55 to 60%. South winds at 7 to 12. We'll see anywhere from 1/10 to 2/10 of an inch of precipitation and about 5 hours of sunshine. Tonight, becoming mostly clear, lows 52 to 57, relative humidities at 95 to 100%. Southwest winds at 5 to 8, gusting to 20 early in the evening. For Wednesday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm in the afternoon. Highs 82 to 87, relative humidities at 43 to 48%. Southwest winds at 5 to 10. We'll see anywhere from a trace to 5/100 of an inch of precipitation and about 10 hours of sunshine. For Thursday, sunshine, a slight chance of a shower or storm. Highs 80 to 85. Thursday night, clear, lows 55 to 60. Friday, sunshine, highs 75 to 80. Saturday, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and storms, highs 75 to 80. Sunday, partly sunny, another chance of a shower or storm, highs 85 to 90. And for Monday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower or storm, highs once again 85 to 90.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
There was a time I could drink my cares away and drown out all of the heartaches that hurt me night and day. When the thought of you came crashing through, I'd have one more. But now the whiskey ain't working.
Now everybody around our town's been
to me hard. If you're over my love, girl, lay it on my heart. Don't try to save me. It's someone else calling you, baby. You wanted time and you wanted your space, so I backed off.
Kenny and Dolly. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
I took 2 weeks vacation for the honeymoon. A couple tickets all inclusive down in Cancun. I couldn't get my money back, so I'm in seat 7A. I'm getting drunk on a plane. I bet the fella on the aisle thought I was crazy, 'cause I taped your picture to the seat back right beside me. Now I've got empty mini bottles filling both our trays. I'm getting drunk on a plane.
Buying drinks for everybody but the pilot, it's a party. Got the 737 rocking like a G6. This is some sexy leading port, coke and whiskey. Told her about my condition, got a little mile high flight attention. It's Mardi Gras up in the clouds. I'm up so high, may never come down. I'll try anything to drown out the pain. They all know why I'm getting drunk on a plane. This date marked on the calendar forever. We take that new wet limo airport ride together. I feel like a plastic groom alone there at the top of the cake. So hey, I'm getting drunk on a plane. Buying drinks for everybody but the pilot, it's a party. Got the 737 rocking like a G6. Stewardess is some sexy lady. It's Mardi Gras up in the clouds. I'm up so high, I may never come down. I'll try anything to
first class, so I can drink that cheap champagne out of a real glass. And when we land, I'll call her up and tell her kiss my ass. 'Cause hey, I'm drunk on a plane.
Buying drinks for everybody but the pilot. It's a party. Got the 737 rocking like a G6. Stewardess is so sexy, leaning, pouring coke and whiskey. Told her about my condition. Got a little mile high flight attention. It's Mardi Gras up in the clouds. I'm up so high, they never come down. I'll try anything to drown out the pain. They don't know why I'm getting drunk on a plane. I'm getting drunk on a plane.
I showed up in boots and ruined your black tie affair. The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. And I toasted you, said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. I slip on down to the oasis, so I've got a friend in low places. Guess I was wrong, I just don't belong. But then, I've been there before. Everything's alright, I'll just say goodnight and I'll show myself to the door. Hey, I didn't mean to cause a big scene, just give me an hour and then I'll be as high as that ivory tower that you're living on. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. Slip on down to the oasis, so I've got a friend in low places.
Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
drove right past that no trespassing sign. We sat on the tailgate and watched the planes take off. We thought we had all night, there was no need to rush. That's when